Okay.
Ready?
They gave me notes.
Second.
You have notes too? We all have notes. I was told to say, these guys are retro, traditional, quasi-bluegrass, country folk, multi-generational, multi-instrumental, nothing like being definitive about what you are, right? Maltese Falcon, think about it. Everybody, please give a warm welcome to Something Special.
Thank you, Lee. Got us listeners, Florida folk with humor. We'll get into some of the funny stuff later. People ask us what kind of a group we are. We're not a bluegrass band because we can read and write. We're not really folkies because we hold jobs and we take baths. And we're not a country band because we don't play rock and roll.
That's right.
Think about that one.
No drums.
Here's an old Jim and Jesse song called Pardon Me. Whoa.
Pardon me, but I think you're the one, love, that I've been waiting on for so long. Pardon me, could we walk in the moonlight just to see, dear, if I'm right or wrong?
Well, now I've met a lot of girls in my lifetime, but I never had a romance with none. I'm just looking around for someone special. Pardon me, but I think you're the one.
Pardon me, but I think you're the one, love, that I've been waiting on for so long. Pardon me, could we walk in the moonlight just to see, dear, if I'm right or wrong?
From the moment you walked through the door, I just think all my dreams have come true, dear, and I never had that feeling before.
Pardon me, but I think you're the one, love, that I've been waiting on for so long. Pardon me, could we walk in the moonlight just to see, dear, if I'm right or wrong?
I believe if I could search this world over and never find a sweeter one than you,
I just hope that you're ready and willing to make my every dream come true.
Thank you. That was the first song I ever sang for Barbara. She didn't want to open the show with that song. She wanted us to do something different. But yeah, I'm the boss. I say we do it that way.
He sure thinks he is, huh? After how many years?
Look, I think we better get this straight.
I think so too.
Well, I'm gonna wear the pants.
I'm gonna tell you we
nice little girl, so you better beware.
Well, you could rattle your change, put on the dog, and act like a millionaire.
Oh, I'm gonna wear the pants, little darling,
and I'll tell you which pair to wear.
Well, we teamed up a few years ago to sing a song or two.
The very first week he started acting like a man, telling me what to do.
I said I was gonna wear the pants, and the big boss I would be.
You'll have to get up early in the morning to get ahead of little old me.
Oh, I'm gonna wear the pants.
I'm gonna tell you which pair to wear.
I'm gonna be the boss, little girl, so you better beware.
Well, you rattle your change and put on the dog, act like a millionaire.
Well, I'm gonna wear the pants, little darling,
and I'll tell you which pair to wear.
Ever since time begun, I ain't the one to change all that. Let me tell you something, hon.
Long as I let you think you're the boss, we'll get along just fine. But when he starts believing it, that's where I draw the line, right?
Oh, I'm gonna wear the pants.
I'm gonna tell you which pair to wear.
I'm gonna be the boss, little girl, so you better beware.
Well, you can rattle your change and put on the dog, act like a millionaire.
Oh, I'm gonna wear the pants, little girl,
and I'll tell you which pair to wear.
Start to feeling my oats, want to let off some steam. You start flapping your jaws, laying down the lawn, acting real mean.
Oh, well, I'll let you have your fun for a while, but I'll tell you what I'm gonna do. When you get too big for your britches, gonna take it out a size or two. Yeah.
Oh, I'm gonna wear the pants.
I'm gonna tell you which pair to wear.
I'm gonna be the boss, little girl, so you better beware.
You could rattle your change and put on the dog, act like a millionaire.
I'm gonna wear the pants, little darling,
and I'll tell you which pair to wear. And I'll tell you which pair to wear.
Yeah. Yeah, we really love each other.
Oh, that feels so good.
Hey, Doug. Doug Goss. This is a little thing we do, Tim O'Brien wrote. We do this practically every show. It's a little love song, very pretty song with kind of a strange title called Like I Used to Do.
This is a functional love song. The last one was a dysfunctional love song, right? Yes.
There was a time we'd be the last to leave, watching the sun come out while everyone fell asleep. Music was always loud. I'd smoke and drink too much till I'd fall in your arms, into your loving touch. Now as the years go by, time has reeled me in, and I slow down a notch.
should do. From the way I was led, and those old ways of mine, I left them behind. My crazy days are through. The only thing I still do, like I used to do, is carry this torch for you. I remember the day we'd pack our bags and run, chasing some crazy dream into the morning sun. But now, as the twilight falls, I find I'm satisfied watching the fire. Just as long as you're passing, here in your arms it seems time has passed me by. But I love you as much today as the very first time. And those old ways of mine, I left them behind. My crazy days are through. The only thing I still do, like I used to do, is carry this torch for you.
I still want you the way I wanted you. I could do it all over, I'd do it all over again.
And those old ways of mine, I left them behind. My crazy days are through. The only thing I still do, like I used to do, is carry. The only thing I still do, like I used to do, is carry this torch for you.
Thank you.
I'd like to take just a second here to introduce the group. Everybody good and warm today? How'd you like to cool off? Okay, let's go sled riding. How's about that?
Not as fast as you want to, Kurt. Oh, please.
The banjo, the Comas, Kurt Clark. Taylor. Campbell from Hernando, Florida. Jim Davis. On the rhythm guitar, the vocals, my partner on stage and off at Carver Table. Judd Neuse on this next one. This is an old Cape Breton fiddle standard called St. Anne's Reel. We learned this version from an Irish folk singer who used to come over and spend part of the year up in Pasco County. His name was Seamus O'Dwyer. We lost him about 3 or 4 years ago. So anyhow, this is the way they do the song over in Ireland. They mix it with another song. Here is St. Anne's Reel. gone, the room is dead.
The old piano's standing there.
And someone's hat left laying on the rack. The yellow stool.
The wooden floor is rotten.
But the wooden floor is
waiting for the dancers to come back. But the fiddle's in a closet in a corner of the town. The strings are broke, the bow is gone, and the cupboard's fallen down.
Oh, but sometimes on a Saturday night, if the air is cold
and the wind is right, the melody comes passing through the town.
Hey! Well, the billing said we would be doing some funny stuff. Do something that's at least halfway cute. Stole this song from Steve Gillette. We steal all our songs.
Many from Steve Gillette. We just love him.
We found it's easier than trying to write them ourselves. Also want to remind you that a lot of what we are doing is on CD. We have some of them here, and they have them up at the Fop booth.
We have two in the very finishing stages of production. We couldn't quite get them out here on time.
Anyhow.
Is this one?
O'Reilly.
Good.
Called This One Is For You, Mr. O'Reilly.
And it's a bit risque, so if there's anyone under 18. All of you, right? Okay. It's a true story.
Now I believe the greatest thing that happened in the 20th century was the day that Neil Armstrong set his foot upon the moon.
He was the right man at the right foot.
He was hanging in and he was hanging tough.
And when he said the eagle has landed, it was not a minute too soon.
When he stepped off of the platform, as thrilled as he could be, but you could still get something special on his mind.
He said, this one's for you, Mr. O'Reilly.
Then he said, one small step for man, one giant step for mankind. Hey,
this one's for you, Mr. O'Reilly.
For the guys like you who tried and true, deadly struggle and survive. This one is for you, Mr. O'Reilly. For the hopes and dreams of every man alive. People wondered about Neil Armstrong's comment. Somebody asked him at a news conference who O'Reilly was, and he explained. Now O'Reilly, he was our neighbor back in Wapakoneta, Ohio, and he was taking a siesta one Sunday afternoon. I was playing ball with my buddies when a grounder bounced between my legs and landed in the ivy underneath O'Reilly's room. When I went to retrieve it, my ears could not believe it. I heard Mrs. O'Reilly screaming like a voice from some cartoon. She said,
you want me to do what? Ha! Oh, I'll do that when the kid next door walks on the moon.
So this one is for you, Mr. O'Reilly. For the guy.
guys like you, tried and true that we struggle and survive. This one is for you, Mr. O'Reilly, for the hopes and dreams of every man alive.
Thank you. That's our newest humorous song.
Okay, let's see. Oh, I know. This one you can all sing along with.
What?
A little lesson in philosophy.
What?
Cowboy.
Cowboy.
Cowboy? Oh, yeah, right.
Uh-oh. Oh, we need volunteers.
We need a volunteer.
Please, you. One or
Come
two.
Here.
Please.
Here.
Very simple. All you have to do is hold something up. Oh, thank you, and we need two of them. Yes, we do. Okay, this...
See, we've got the words here, and you can sing along in the chorus.
Say it. And number four. That's it. Okay. Just hold it at your side. You'll know the chorus. You'll know. We want a little sing-along participation here. Let's see it. It's folk music, you know.
This is a true story based on a lie.
Well, Carl was a senior at Harvard University in medicine, and he was also a poet. And those sides were always battling. And one day he just picked up his guitar, hitchhiked to California. His family was devastated. He was trying to find the meaning of life, and he found it in the form of a grizzled old cowboy.
Well, he was an old-time cowboy, don't you understand? His eyes were sharp as razor blades, and his skin was leather tan. His toes were pointed inward, from hanging off a horse. He was an old philosopher, of course. It was so thin, I swear, you could have used him for a whip. He had to drink a beer to keep his britches on his hip. I knew I had to ask him about the mysteries of life. He spat between his boots and he replied,
okay, everybody,
it's faster horses, younger women, older whiskey, more money. Faster horses, younger women, older whiskey, more money.
Woo!
Well, he smiled and his teeth were covered with tobacco stains. Said it don't do man no good to pray for peace and rain. Peace and rain are just a way to say prosperity. And buffalo chips is all it means to me. Cause it's faster horses,
younger women, older whiskey, more money. Faster horses, let's hear it. Younger women, that's better. Older whiskey, more money.
I'm a poet, and I'm searching for the truth. I do not care for horses, women, whiskey, or the loot. I said I am a writer. My soul is all on fire. He looked at me and he said, you are a liar. Cause it's faster horses,
younger women, older whiskey, more money. Faster horses, younger women, older whiskey, more money.
Okay.
disillusion, to say the very least. I grabbed him by his collar and I pulled him to his feet. Just then I felt something cold and shiny by my head. I started to believe the things he said about
faster horses, younger women,
more the whiskey,
more money.
Faster horses,
younger women,
more the whiskey,
more money.
Well, my poet days are over, and I'm back to being me. As I enjoy the peace and comfort of prosperity. And if my son should ask me just what it is I've learned, I guess that I would probably refer. It's faster horses,
younger women,
older whiskey,
more money.
Yeah, woo!
Faster horses,
younger women, older whiskey.
Thank you, Liz. Very good. And
okay.
Mel, thank you for a wonderful volunteer.